You open doors, operate printers, book flights, or pay for sandwiches.
Going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, rainy for a time, thunder in there for a time as well, with a gusty breeze, the low in the morning 55. Maybe a sprinkle to begin Tuesday, it'll end by midday, then it'll become sunny, breezy in 68. Thundershowers in the forecast to end Wednesday. There's your forecast from the Weatherbug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. Greg Horn riding solo today as Action Jackson Reams is out of the country in Guatemala on a mission trip. But we got a great show lined up for you today. First, I want to thank our sponsor today, Shamrock's Bar and Grill. Shamrock's is a great place to go watch the NCAA championship game tonight, or if you're a baseball fan, since Major League Baseball kicked off yesterday, Shamrock's is the place to be, as they've got two great locations, one on Patchen Drive right off Richmond Road. It's been there for, gosh, over 20 years now. Then they opened a second location a few years ago over in the Heartland Shopping Center, which is right off of Tate's Creek in Manowar. Shamrock's Bar and Grill's got great food and lots of TVs. It's locally owned, so make sure you go check out Shamrock's Bar and Grill if you're looking for a place to watch the game tonight, and tell them we sent you from 1250 Sports Talk. Well, so many things to talk about, but I want to let you know we do have a special guest today in our second and third segments. We're going to be talking with Cats Illustrated's Justin Rowland and get his thoughts on tonight's NCAA championship game. Talk a little UK basketball, and in the third segment, we'll be talking with him about Kentucky football, getting his thoughts on what's going on with spring practice, recruiting, and what he expects out of this Kentucky football team as they try to go bowling in back-to-back seasons, especially building off the momentum of the big upset win over the Louisville Cardinals. Well, the big weekend in sports with the Final Four, men's basketball on Saturday, and I owe them an apology. I said on Friday I didn't know if I would watch it, but I did, and two great games that went right down to the final minute. You had the women's NCAA championship game last night, and then Major League Baseball kicked off the 2017 season yesterday. 30 teams with 30 dreams wanting to dethrone the Chicago Cubbies as world champions. Unfortunately, my Cincinnati Reds had their first game today at 4 p.m., and after the second inning, they were already down 3-0 to the lowly Phillies. Last night, former Cats Alex Poitras made his NBA debut with the Philadelphia 76ers, and his first points were a strong dunk as he drove baseline and got the flush. Poitras finished with 11 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block in 24 minutes of play. So congratulations to Alex as he had to earn his NBA time the hard way as he's been in the NBA's developmental league. And just really happy for that young man overcoming those knee problems and just an outstanding person from everybody I've talked to that was around the program with Alex during his 4 years at the University of Kentucky. So hopefully this is something that he'll build off and continue to have a nice career in the NBA. Former teammate Tyler Ulis had a career night last night. Fortunately, I was able to watch most of that. Saw the second and third and fourth quarter on NBA TV as the Suns were playing the Houston Rockets. And even though James Harden was not playing, I'll tell you, it got really competitive. Devin Booker and Patrick Beverley of the Rockets were kind of getting into it a little bit. And it was a really close game before Houston pulled away and won by 8. But Tyler Ulis with a career night as he had 34 points and almost got a triple-double. Ulis also had 9 assists and 9 rebounds, and unfortunately the Suns did get the loss, so that takes a little bit away from it. But Tyler just was so efficient last night as he scored those 34 points on only 22 shots. He was 15 of 22. I can remember when Kobe Bryant would get 34, but he'd have to shoot 30-plus times to do that. He'd go like 9 for 35 or something like that. But Tyler, 15 of 22 from the field, 3 for 7 from three-point range. Of course, the NBA line's about 3.5 feet past the college line, so those shots are deep. But great game for Tyler Ulis. Congratulations to him. Of course, his running mate, former Cat Devin Booker, had 27 points, so not often that Tyler's going to lead Devin in scoring, but he did. So could be a backcourt of the future there for the Cats. Obviously, Devin Booker, a rising star, but Tyler Ulis just really, really playing well as he's getting minutes since the Suns are way out of contention, will not be in the playoffs again. New first-year head coach Earl Watson giving Tyler Ulis a chance to show what he can do in the NBA, and the young man Ulis taking advantage of his opportunity. But the big news of the day today probably has got to be, and no surprise here, but speaking of Cats in the NBA, De'Aaron Fox announced that he is going to the NBA in a release by the University of Kentucky today. Fox announced that he would hire an agent and declare for the NBA draft. De'Aaron Fox had a phenomenal year. It's no secret to Cats fans, but yeah, I didn't even realize he averaged this many points. He averaged almost 17 points a game, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds in his only season at Kentucky. Of course, he helped lead the Cats to an SEC title and the Elite Eight. You know, the big game for me, of course, was when he just dominated Lonzo Ball, who was supposed to be the top point guard in the draft, either he or Markelle Fultz out of the University of Washington. And De'Aaron Fox just owned Lonzo Ball. And, in fact, ESPN's Chad Ford has Fox at number 5 in his top 100 NBA draft prospects this year, which obviously makes him in the lottery, which means De'Aaron is going to get paid. So he's going to be making really good money, 3-year guaranteed contract, be a millionaire. So congratulations to De'Aaron Fox on that. Really thought it was great, the statement that he released today through UK. He said, first of all, I'm grateful for the unbelievable season, he said. But although the ending didn't turn out how we wanted it to, this team came together as a family, and we achieved things that a lot of people didn't think we could do because we were so young. And you think back, you know, in the middle of the season where they lost 3 straight, I believe it was in mid-January, and some people, you know, they were having some doubters, but honestly just really, really finished strong and lost on a buzzer beater by Luke May at North Carolina. And unfortunately on Saturday, Luke left all his shots, and made shots, that is, at against Kentucky down in Memphis, as he had only 2 points against Gonzaga. I'm sorry, not against Gonzaga, against Oregon on Saturday night in their game. Just did not play well at all. So, unfortunately, Luke May played out of his mind against Kentucky, and that's why one of the reasons they'll be playing tonight for the national championship is they will take on Gonzaga, who finally ended Cinderella's run in the NCAA tournament, even though South Carolina was down 14 points midway in the second half, and South Carolina, with a never-quit attitude, made a 14-0 run, got back in the game, and it was a real nail biter there, but Gonzaga pulls away the win. So I'm looking forward to this game tonight. It's going to be a late game, tip off at 9:06 p.m. on CBS. So I'm going to have some caffeine. Action Jackson Reams, of course, in Guatemala on his mission trip. So I'm going to have to make sure I stay and watch the whole game so I can talk to you about it tomorrow. But looking forward to a great game. North Carolina, a slight favorite, but several people such as Seth Davis and Charles Barkley predicting a W for the Zags. So we'll see what happens. But also, De'Aaron Fox, I want to get back to him for a moment. He said, I want to thank my teammates for being on this ride with me this year, as well as the seniors. Obviously talking about Dominique Hawkins, Derek Willis, and Michael Mulder. And then he said, and specifically Zay, who was Isaiah Briscoe, the teammates called him Zay, for help guiding me this season. It wouldn't have been such a smooth transition from high school to college to me without their leadership. And that's one of the things I think that made this year's team really special, and I just really hate that they couldn't get to the Final Four, even though I do believe that I saw on Twitter this weekend that somebody, I don't remember if it was ESPN or Fox Sports or who it was, said that Kentucky was the first team in NCAA history to have to play three teams in their bracket that had won over 30 games and not be in a Final Four. How about those apples right there? So, but De'Aaron Fox, just a class, first-class young man, really humble. And, you know, a lot of people say those one-and-done guys, they don't really care. But if you saw the reaction that he and Bam Adebayo had after the game in the locker room as reporters came in, after John Calipari had his final words with the team, and the emotion that those guys were had, and just Fox and Adebayo were really, really just heartbroken and really disappointed, as they had given it all this year to the Big Blue Nation. Well, I would think Monk would be next. Bam Adebayo is kind of one of those, I think, a little bit on the fence, but I would think that he's going to go too. Isaiah Briscoe is going to be one of those that I think he has to go. I don't know. Action Jackson Reigns, I've talked about it. He is, I think, predicted maybe as a very late second round or not even being drafted at all, but that might be best for him so he can be a free agent and pick the team of his choice, and he may have to kind of do it the hard way like Alex Poitras did. But I'll tell you, going to miss the seniors, I think, too, because we know they're going to have lots of young freshman talent. But where's the leadership going to come from for this team? We'll be talking about that and more with Justin Rowland next here on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT. Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, rainy for a time, thunder in there for a time as well, with a gusty breeze, the low in the morning 55. Maybe a sprinkle to begin Tuesday. It'll end by midday. Then it'll become sunny, breezy in 68. Thundershowers in the forecast to end Wednesday. There's your forecast from the Weatherbug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn with you. Action Jackson Reams out of the country in Guatemala on a mission trip with his church. But know he's doing well, so keep him in your thoughts and prayers. But we want to thank Shamrock's Bar and Grill for being our sponsor of the day. Two great locations to go watch the NCAA championship game tonight. Or if you're a baseball fan, with Major League Baseball kicking off their season yesterday and the rest of the teams opening up today, go check out Shamrock's Bar and Grill and tell them we sent you from 1250 Sports Talk. Well, join us on the phone line now is our good friend Justin Rowland. He's the publisher of CatsIllustrated.com. If you are a big-time UK sports fan, especially football and basketball, but they cover a lot of the other UK sports too, then they are a must. You got to have a subscription then to find out how you can get a subscription. Go to CatsIllustrated.com. Well, Justin, before we start talking Kentucky football and basketball, I had to apologize in our first segment because I really thought this Final Four, since Kentucky wasn't in it and, you know, still kind of licking my wounds a little bit, I was like, it's probably not going to be that good. But, man, we had two outstanding games on Saturday, didn't we?
Yeah, I ran a poll on Twitter and asked if people were going to watch, and I think like 30% of people that followed me said they were. The other 70%, something between what Final Four and no way, it hurts too much. But, yeah, I mean, I watched, and it was really good. I mean, I thought Oregon was going to win the game in the first half against North Carolina. They were so quick to the ball, so athletic. Things didn't seem to go North Carolina's way, and they got away from driving. North Carolina, you know, the offensive rebounding kind of took over. So we're going to have a great championship. I don't agree with the people who say that, like, these are definitely the two best teams, you know, because if we had Kentucky or Kansas in the final or Arizona on the other side, we could say the same thing. But these are definitely two of the best teams, and either one of them would be a deserving champ, I think.
Well, of course, the SEC was represented, which is not often, without Kentucky being one of the teams in the Final Four. But South Carolina looked like they were getting ready to get taken to the shed there in the second half and made a 14-0 run. And been amazing, wouldn't it, if they would have been in the SEC championship game with their women's team winning that national championship last night.
That would have been amazing, yeah. I mean, I still can't believe that South Carolina made the Final Four. I saw that somebody in Vegas had placed a $500 bet on South Carolina before the tournament. I don't care how good South Carolina played in the tournament. I mean, that was a bad bet, you know. But, yeah, I mean, Frank Martin got so much out of that team, and probably the big takeaway from the tournament is Frank Martin has got to be one of the most popular coaches in college basketball now, because a lot of people don't like the way that some of the trends have gone in sports and the way that he makes demands on his players and holds them accountable and doesn't just give him a hug all the time. I think that's caught on, become very popular with a lot of people. So really good to see Frank Martin make it that far.
Well, it's one of those things that, like you said, I thought he was probably the human interest story as far as the coaching and his background and overcome. But their season ended, but a lot of pride there for South Carolina. As you said, Oregon did a great job. Shot too many threes there in the second half. But we got Gonzaga and North Carolina tonight. What do you see happening tonight?
You know, I think Gonzaga's going to win. I could see it going either way. I know North Carolina is the slight favorite. A lot of people probably think that their edge as far as offensive rebounding is big. But I think Gonzaga's big men can match North Carolina in the paint. I think Nigel Williams-Goss is playing really well. I love the way Gonzaga shoots from outside. And I like the way Gonzaga defends the perimeter. North Carolina doesn't get a lot from outside. But, yeah, I think Justin Jackson is a killer. He's the best player in the game. Wouldn't shock me at all if North Carolina won. But, I mean, if I had to guess, I would say this is Gonzaga's night. I mean, the way that they pass inside, the way that they defend, just how balanced and well-rounded they are, I mean, I think they're the best team. So I would pick Gonzaga.
All right, well, I'm with you. I think it's going to be a great game. And let's see Gonzaga winning. I think one of the things I like about with Gonzaga is that they've got the bigs inside, which usually that's where North Carolina hurts people like they did Kentucky and others. But Collins, the freshman, man, he was outstanding, wasn't he, for Gonzaga on Saturday?
Yeah, he's phenomenal. And maybe he's been a little bit overshadowed at times, but not anymore. I mean, you really do have to be able to match North Carolina. You have to match North Carolina inside. When Kentucky played North Carolina in the first meeting this year, I don't know what the numbers were in the tournament, but Kentucky was one of only three teams that out-rebounded North Carolina during the regular season. And, you know, they beat them in Las Vegas. I don't know what the numbers are going to be tonight, but I think Gonzaga can match them. Kennedy Meeks is playing at a much higher level than I expected him to, almost a little bit like Sean May played back when North Carolina had their 2005 tournament run. But, you know, I think Gonzaga's bigs may even be a little bit better than North Carolina's bigs. And Joel Berry isn't giving them as much, North Carolina, as much as he had been at that point. So, but I have to say, Roy Williams, I've always said, is an underrated coach. If he wins tonight, that's three national championships since 2005. That would be a phenomenal run.
No doubt about it. Most certainly would. Well, speaking of head coaches, Georgetown University wants one of the really premier programs, and but they've been trying to figure out who they were going to get to replace John Thompson III as head coach. Finally today they announced former Hoya Patrick Ewing as head coach. What's your thoughts on that hire?
My first reaction was that it was a little bit of a reach. He was probably not their first option. Obviously had a tremendous, illustrious record as a player for Georgetown. The more I got to thinking about it and the more I listened to people's feedback on social media and on our site, you know, Ewing, he does make some sense. I don't know how it's going to translate. I think he's going to have a really good staff. But he's not quite as inexperienced at the coaching level as I anticipated. In terms of a head coach, yes, he's very inexperienced. In terms of the college level coaching, yes, he's very inexperienced. But I think he should be able to get some players. And if he gets the right staff, then I think he can succeed. But it's a strange hire, and it wouldn't have been my first choice.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they were probably looking for some other people. But at the end of the day, got a great a name there. And he definitely ought to be able to recruit some big men there, don't you think?
You would think. I mean, George, talk about a brand. I mean, you think about maybe UCLA big men back in the day. Point guards under John Calipari, big men at Georgetown in the 80s and into the 90s. I mean, that's as good as it gets. And, you know, they got a great talent base right there in D.C. and Maryland and the Catholic school system across the country. And it would be interesting. You know, it's continuity. It's not a Thompson coaching at Georgetown, which is certainly historical aberration, but definitely continuity there. And, you know, he's going to be able to go to recruits and say, look, I was at Georgetown. You know, I believed in this. I succeeded there. I thrived there. This is what we did. This is what we're going to do again. So, yeah, I would anticipate big men are going to continue flocking there.
All right. Well, I thought you stated very well on Twitter this afternoon, announced that De'Aaron Fox is going to go in the NBA draft, signed with an agent. So that means his college eligibility is definitely done. No surprises there, right?
Yeah, no surprise. I mean, some people kind of got up in arms about John Rothstein's report, and I think because Fox immediately tweeted, you know, who confirmed that, and then he deleted a tweet. He wanted to contest it, but I think I think it's just so obvious that he's going. There's really no sense in waiting. I mean, he probably wanted to have his own press conference and announce it like Kentucky's players usually have, but just not a shock at all. We know that Fox is gone. We know that Monk is gone. It's just a matter of, you know, getting confirmation on Briscoe being done and on probably Adebayo being done. The big drama is going to be with Gabriel and with Humphreys, I would imagine. Are they going to come back for next year? Although, you know, there's some talk about Bam, but yeah, no drama at all about Fox's decision.
Well, I would think with Calipari being the king of marketing, I've never seen anybody do marketing at college basketball as well as he does with their program. But, you know, he's kind of rolled out the family, had all the guys come out together and talk about going pro and stuff. So I thought maybe they might hold off until you know, the Final Four was over. But as you said, I guess John Rothstein had to break the news. But I would think that they would probably all announce together here at some point.
I would imagine that. Yeah, I think they'll still do that. I think it's a good marketing tool for Kentucky. It grabs the headlines on ESPN and on other websites when it says five guys announced. It'll grab it when it says three Kentucky freshmen announced, assuming Adebayo goes. Yeah, it's a really good marketing tool year in, year out. Helps the cycle, the revolving door of talent. And those guys are very close. I mean, you could see after the game against North Carolina the way that Fox embraced Adebayo in the locker room. They're very close, and this is something that they're going to want to do together. I thought Fox put out a really good statement thanking the Big Blue Nation, thanking Briscoe and all the people that helped him in Lexington, and saying he knows that Kentucky fans are going to support him in the NBA. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think people outside of Kentucky understand the connection between Kentucky and even one-and-done players. There is a connection that's formed in 1 year.
All right, Justin, we got to take a quick break, but stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll talk some Kentucky football with you, all right?
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back with Justin Rowland with CathIllustrated.com.
And I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder. Like some people I know,
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today. Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
I'm Dave Merz, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, rainy for a time, thunder in there for a time as well, with a gusty breeze. The low in the morning, 55. Maybe a sprinkle to begin Tuesday. It'll end by midday. Then it'll become sunny, breezy, and 68. Thundershowers in the forecast to end Wednesday. There's your forecast from the Weatherbug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn with you today. Joining us on the phone is Justin Rowland with CatsIllustrated.com. Justin is a must-follow on Twitter. If you like Kentucky sports, especially football and basketball, you need to follow him. You can follow him on Twitter at Rowland Rivals. That's R-O-W-L-A-N-D. And Justin, just for people that might be listening and say, you know, I've heard of Cats Illustrated, but what exactly is that? Why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about what Cats Illustrated is?
Sure. Well, the Rivals.com network has team sites all across the country. You've got a site for Kentucky, a site for Louisville, for North Carolina, all across the board. We cover Kentucky independently, which means, you know, we're not giving a university slant for or against. We're just sharing our take, objectively reporting on basketball, football, and baseball primarily, but other sports as big topics come up. And we're very heavy into recruiting, college football recruiting, college basketball recruiting, so we've also got the most active message boards in the Kentucky media market. So Rupp's Rafters, a lot of people are probably familiar with on the basketball side. The House of Blue is our premium message board where we discuss Kentucky 24/7, hundreds, thousands of people every day online all the time, and love the conversation, love new members. So I appreciate you giving us the plug.
Oh, well, no doubt about it, man. You guys do a great job, and I love how, you know, you interact with people, and so you're reachable, and just really, really good stuff there. So check out CatsIllustrated.com and get your subscription today so you can catch up on the latest on Kentucky football and basketball. Well, for Kentucky football, I know they're in spring practice, and I want to talk to you about that in a moment, but they did have three big visitors this weekend. Can you share a little bit about who those visitors were and maybe if you've heard any feedback about how their visits went?
Yeah, the big ones were Alex Riegelsberger, the defensive end that's committed to Kentucky from Wayne High School in Ohio, and he went with teammate Blue Smith, who's one of the top 100 players in the country, the number one athlete in the country, also from Ohio, of course, and Xavier Peters, linebacker from Lakota West, which is a high school that has been very good to Kentucky, sending guys to Kentucky in recent recruiting classes. So Riegelsberger was there with Smith and Peters, and they had a great time. I spoke with a source close to the program who thinks they're going to get both Blue Smith and Peters, which would be huge. And Riegelsberger said he didn't want to blow anything for those guys. He didn't want to tip their hands, but he knows they're very high on Kentucky. Blue Smith would be a big-time receiver, the highest-ranked commitment other than Landon Young that Kentucky has gotten in the Stoops era. And Xavier Peters is just a freak linebacker, like 6'4", 225, Penn State's offered, Alabama's offered. So that would be a tremendous trio from Ohio.
Well, one of the things that I've just noticed over the past couple of years, especially with Mark Stoops and Vince Merrow, used to it seemed like Kentucky was, you know, when they would get somebody, the other schools might be Sun Belt, OVC, occasionally an ACC team. But now it seems like they're going up against a lot. It seems like almost all Power 5 schools the majority of the time when they're trying to get kids.
That's right. That's been a big change. And I don't want to say it was a running joke, but it was just common. You know, Kentucky finished football recruiting ranked in like the 50s or 60s nationally most years. And put that into context, that helps explain how you lose to Tennessee 30 years in a row, how you lose to Florida 30 years in a row. To rank in the 50s or 60s in recruiting is to basically finish dead last in recruiting among Power 5 schools, and even for some non-Power 5 schools to finish ahead of you. So you're not really recruiting Power 5 talent. Mark Stoops has averaged probably the upper 20s to low 30s, which means they're right in the middle of Power 5 teams in terms of recruiting rankings. They're getting average Power 5 talent. So they've definitely narrowed the gap, and they're recruiting against the right kind of schools. You're going to lose some guys. Ohio State's going to swoop in when you're doing that, and they're going to take some of your guys. But that's a good problem to have. It means you're doing the right thing.
Well, I liked it. You put a tweet out. I thought, you know, this is a really good take on it. Ohio State, I think, got a commitment from somebody out of state that was a big-time player. You said, yo, this is actually good because when they do things like that, that helps Kentucky since Kentucky's going after a lot of Ohio kids.
That's right, yeah. Urban Meyer is one of the best things that's happened to Kentucky in the Mark Stoops era. Of course, I guess it happened a little bit before that. But, you know, the better Ohio State recruits, the better it is for Kentucky. Under some previous coaches, Ohio State might take, like, 15 Ohio kids. That's normally, like, 15 of the top 25 players in Ohio. That would have really hurt Kentucky's recruiting efforts in Ohio if that had carried over into the Stoops era. But if Ohio State's only taking 4, 5, 6, 7 in-state guys, and sometimes it's been on the low end of that, you know, Kentucky can load up a lot more. A lot of those guys that would have ended up at Ohio State are going to Kentucky. A lot of those guys that would have ended up at Michigan if Jim Harbaugh weren't recruiting much better nationally are ending up at Kentucky. So Kentucky, even if you hate Ohio State, you hate Michigan, if you love Kentucky, you should really hope that those schools recruit well in Florida and Texas and California and places like that.
Well, Kentucky is in the middle of spring practice for the football team. What are you hearing from anybody that's standing out in particular? I know, obviously, Benny Snell is going to be the lead guy at running back. What about A.J. Rose, or what are you hearing about from the offensive side of the football out of spring practice so far?
So the coaches told reporters after the second scrimmage that A.J. Rose had a really good game, and a source close to the program echoed that with me and said the ceiling is extremely high for Rose. He could be a really, really special player. C.J. Conrad's out for the spring with as he's recovering from an injury and operation, but I've continued to hear good things about Justin Rigg and Greg Hart at tight end. I've heard Dorian Baker come up a lot at receiver, somebody who's really standing out. And Blake Bone, I've heard several times, was a standout. Alex Riedelsberger, the guy who visited, one of his former teammates in high school is Tobias Gilliam, a redshirt freshman defensive back. And apparently with Kendall Randolph out recovering from an injury and operation, Gilliam has played well in the secondary. And I think fellow redshirting freshman defensive backs, Jordan Griffin and Devontae Robinson, have been some of the younger standouts too.
Well, I know that obviously spring practice is a big deal. You know, it's kind of like Kentucky's not midnight practice, but when they kick off basketball season there in Rupp Arena, a lot of the other SEC schools, it's like that for football, and they sell out their place. Do you sense that there'll be a lot of excitement on, I believe it's the 14th, when Kentucky has their spring game?
I think there will be. I mean, if you go back to before Stoops, I mean, those crowds for the spring games were really small. And by SEC standards, they were just extremely small. But that's understandable, unless you're really a football school, like a really big football school. It's tough to drum up that kind of excitement for the spring, because there's not always a whole lot happening in the spring. You're still months away from the season. They had 40,000, 50,000, 40,000. I think it'll probably be like the 25 to 35,000 range, which is really impressive. It's hard to sustain big spring game crowds because it's hard for the average fan to get excited about a season that's still months away. But I think it's still going to be much bigger than the crowds before Stoops got there, especially considering they didn't have a spring game not too long ago.
Have you heard anything lately about draft prospects for John Toth or for running back Boone Williams?
Well, I know there was an NFL analyst, a guy who's heavy into NFL scouting over the weekend, who tweeted that he watched film of John Toth against Alabama, and he was extremely impressed with how quick his hands were and how he played against Alabama. I mean, you play well against Alabama and somebody notices, that's gonna help your stock. And that draft analyst, his name escapes me, said that he would be a great mid-round pick as a center. That might be a little bit high on the projection scale. I think so, maybe a late round pick. I'm confident he'll make a roster even if he's not drafted, because I think he's a producer. And then Boone Williams, I don't know. He's probably going to have a strong preseason camp to make a roster, just because the durability questions and how much of a load can he carry.
All right. Well, we got about 45 seconds left, and just kind of, you know, I know it's way off, but what do you see this Kentucky football team doing this year? You see them possibly getting 7 wins again?
I'll keep it brief. Yeah, I think 7 wins is a good number. I mean, 6 wouldn't shock me, 7 wouldn't shock me, 8 wouldn't shock me, heck, 5 wouldn't shock me. And 5 to 8 is the most likely range, but I'll go 7. 3-1 or 4-0 out of conference, and then 3 or 4 conference wins as well.
All right. Justin, great stuff as always, man. Thanks so much for sticking with us an extra segment today. Appreciate your time. We'll let you get back with those precious sons of yours.
Thanks a lot, man. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. That's Justin Rowland. Obviously does a phenomenal job as the publisher of CatsIllustrated.com. You need to check that out. Also, Super Dad, is he and his wife have four boys, and I think they're all maybe under the age of seven. So just a phenomenal guy, does a great job. You need to follow him on Twitter, at Roland Rivals. That's R-O-W-L-A-N-D, Rivals, R-I-V-A-L-S. Or get that subscription to CatsIllustrated.com and get in on all their message boards. Does a great job. Nobody does a better job on football, in my opinion. And they also do a great job on basketball. T.J. Walker, I believe, is his cohort that helps cover the basketball. But Justin's on that. They've also been covering baseball. Nick Mangione, and we'll be talking about that in our next segment as they go get a big weekend sweep at Vanderbilt. Stay with us. We're going to take our final break. It's a short one. You're listening to Sports Talk with yours truly, Greg Horn, on AM 1250 WLRT.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu. Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-530-9521. That's 800-530-9521. Again, 800-530-9521.
I'm Dave Mers, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com. Free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, rainy for a time, thunder in there for a time as well, with a gusty breeze, the low in the morning 55. Maybe a sprinkle to begin Tuesday, it'll end by midday, then it'll become sunny, breezy in 68. Thundershowers in the forecast to end Wednesday. There's your forecast from the Weatherbug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn here with you. Action Jackson Reams out of the country on a mission trip with his church. So remember him in your thoughts and prayers as they're doing good work. But I want to thank our sponsor of the day, Shamrock's Bar and Grill. Also, they're locally owned, and not only do the owners own Shamrock's Bar and Grill, they also own the cellar. And so just great places to go watch the NCAA championship game tonight, as you've got a great game, I think, between Gonzaga and North Carolina. Or if you're a Major League Baseball fan, Major League Baseball kicked off yesterday, and just a few teams playing yesterday, but a lot of them opening this afternoon tonight. So go check out the Cellar over on Lansdowne Drive, right off Tate's Creek Road, which is the lower level of the Signature Club there. Great place there. Also, they have great food. I've been there several times myself. Or go to Shamrock's Bar and Grill on Patchen Drive off Richmond Road, or in the Heartland Shopping Center, which is right off of Man of War and Tate's Creek Road, and tell them we sent you from 1250 Sports Talk. Well, we got our $100 gift card that we're giving away to use either at Shamrock's Bar and Grill or the Cellar, whichever one you want to. You can choose there since they're locally owned by the same people. But we've got a close tie here as Joe Buck 1 is in first place with 930 points. But he has Kentucky as the national champ. Atman 2017 is right behind him at 910. And he has, or she has, UNC. So if North Carolina won, then they obviously would win the whole bracket and the $100 gift card. Right behind them, you have Cruz at 03-14-14. They had Kansas winning. There's a three-way tie there, should I say, with Atman 2017, Cruz 03-14, and Ashley 84-46-31, as they're all three tied with 910 points. But unfortunately for the other two, Atman 2017 is the only one that has North Carolina winning. Kansas and Kentucky are the other teams. So we'll be announcing our winner tomorrow on 1250 Sports Talk of the $100 gift card to either Shamrock's Bar and Grill or the Cellar. So thank you to Shamrock's Bar and Grill and the Cellar for helping make that possible. Well, the Reds opening their season today at 4 o'clock up the road in Cincinnati, playing Philly. So I was hoping maybe the Reddies could get off to a good start. But unfortunately, the Reds gave up two runs in the first inning and then another run in the second inning. They're already down 3-1. It is going into the bottom of the fifth. So hopefully the Reds can still squeak out a win there as they get to open up at home against the Phillies. Last night was the NCAA championship for the women in the South Carolina Gamecocks. No stranger Kentucky basketball fans, one of the arch rivals of Matthew Mitchell and the UK Hoops team. They claimed the NCAA championship last night with a very convincing win of 67-55 over another SEC school, the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Asia Wilson scored 23 points and helped coach Don Staley and South Carolina's women's team win their first national championship. And Staley had made the Final Four. Coach Staley had three times as a player of Virginia, but never won. And she also led the Gamecocks to the national semifinals 2 years ago before losing to Notre Dame. But she really, really was just thrilled to get that after the game. I saw the post-game presentation, and she just talked about how much it meant and thanked all the players, even back in Temple when she had her first head coaching job, for believing in her vision. And I tell you, Asia Wilson is something else, man. What a baller she is. And Mississippi State, I think they just did not have much left after going to overtime against UConn and that upset that they had Friday night on that buzzer beater in overtime to win that and end the women's streak with UConn, so they could not win another NCAA tournament in that 100-plus game winning streak that Gino Auriemma had with that. He done such a great job there. But congratulations to that. And South Carolina women's basketball, great for the SEC, showing the premier basketball conference, I think, that they are in women's basketball, with having both two teams in the final. And for Mississippi State there, just a great showing by them, and especially by shocking UConn on Friday night. So Mississippi State finished 34-5 on the year, South Carolina 33-4. So as the old saying goes, the SEC ain't no joke. Yesterday, the home state Wildcats began their autograph tour, and it was supposed to happen yesterday at All Sports there in Fayette Mall. And I drove by and saw the line was outside the front of Fayette Mall there, in front of the All Sports entrance there, the front entrance. Derek Willis and Dominique Walkins Walkins. Hawkins, I wanted to call him Dominique Wilkins, a former NBA superstar and Hall of Famer, but I said a combination of those names that time. But Dominique Hawkins and Derek Willis, the two Kentucky guys, the seniors that just finished up their career, they were there and just long lineup, but saw just some great pictures for them. They're going to continue their tour this Wednesday. If you didn't get to go to Fayette Mall and get your autograph then, the autographs are $25 a piece and get pictures taken. And so just a great opportunity to get up and close with Derek Willis and Dominique Hawkins. They'll be in Elizabethtown on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, they'll be in Cold Springs. And then on Saturday, they'll be in Gloucester. To be honest with you, I'm not sure where that is. Kentucky women's basketball standout Michaela Epps will begin her autograph tour at the Fayette Mall All Sports on Tuesday, April 4th, signing from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So hope you'll go by and support her as she obviously is a Kentucky native too. She played, I believe, is it Lebanon, Marion County in Lebanon, Kentucky. And so just go support her and go see her and thank her for all that she did to especially hang in there after all the turmoil that the UK women's hoops team went through over this past year. Well, congratulations to the UK baseball team as they took 2 out of 3 against Vanderbilt over the weekend. Just a huge showing by the UK men's baseball team. Vanderbilt, one of the top play teams in the country. And UK's not done that. It's been a long time since they've been able to get 2 out of 3 at Vandy. But Nick Mangione just doing a phenomenal job there in his first year as the new baseball coach. And they're getting that new stadium built. And as the old saying goes, it looks like the future's so bright, you got to wear shades. But obviously, as they get more into SEC play, that's when the real play starts. But great job there against Vanderbilt with the Cats. And then, of course, one of the things that you got to love is with the SEC Network. You can see some of those games and SEC Network Plus. Dick Gabriel and Doug Flynn do a great job with that. It's always great when you can check out those games with that. The UK women's softball team, unfortunately, they lost yesterday. And they got a 4-0 shutout of Kentucky in Oxford, Mississippi. It was the first time this year that the women's softball team there had been shut out this year. The Cats, though, are 24-8, though, still having an outstanding season. And so congratulations to Rachel Lawson and her team on doing that. Maybe you missed it through all the basketball craziness, but Marquise Bolden, outstanding big man that came from Texas that came down to Kentucky and Duke for his college choice, has announced that he's going to transfer from Duke. So it's going to be interesting to see where he winds up, but who knows, maybe Kentucky gets a shot at him, and we'll keep you posted on that as we hear more about that as time goes on here with basketball recruiting. And keep you on that. I do want to say on a side note that, you know, Oregon lost that game in 77-76, a one-point loss to North Carolina. Of course, they missed free throws there at the end. It was UK, North Carolina senior Kennedy Meeks, and yet Bell, you know, got out-jumped. But the thing is, if you watch the replay, he did not block out. And I can see it happening once, but it actually happened twice. And to Bell's credit, he showed a lot of class and said, you know, after the game, he lost the game for them. Well, obviously, you know, there are a lot of other things that went on in the game. Oregon had 16 turnovers. And for North Carolina, a team that lives off transition, they got 20 points in transition. So it wasn't just that. Also, I just thought that they shot a lot of bad shots there in the second half instead of driving the ball to the basket. So, but the thing that was amazing to me with Bell is that he got a second opportunity when they missed again, and yet he did not get a body on anybody and block him out. He just tried to jump. And so feel bad for Jordan Bell in a way, but after he did the same thing second time, didn't get a body on anybody, just tried to out-jump people, then, you know, like, hey, man, didn't you learn from that the very first time? But Bell was an unbelievable competitor in that game. And, in fact, he had 16 rebounds against North Carolina. So he definitely was one of the reasons they even had a chance. But those semifinal games were outstanding, and I'm looking even forward more to tonight's game. I hope Gonzaga's going to win, but I'm going to predict a North Carolina win tonight. Well, enjoy NCAA championship game, Major League Baseball. We'll see you tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. on Sports Talk.